morning, X. Good morning, my friends. How is it? Good, 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 good. Well, looky, looky there. It's my number one friend. It's like Hagias on your wedding, Nick. It's a free ride, but not for you, Jason Dick. It's a good advice. How's it just didn't take? And who would have thought Nick Hajda, the host of the Morning X, Nicholas Hajda. What's up, buddy? How's it going?
What's up? That was pretty good.
See, I would tell you, that's why Alanis is the most talented, most baddest bitch in the history of the festival, because that was not good, okay? Normally, I could fake it a little bit.
For you.
I could fake it a little bit, all right? I had enough personality and character in there. It's like, okay, yeah.
You definitely gave some character.
That one's got it. But no, not capable of the... anyway.
Isn't it ironic?
I don't need to talk to you guys about Alanis Morissette all day. I think I made that point. Let's talk about something else, all right?
Let's do it.
Finally happened this morning, okay? 27 minutes ago, I had to go to a gas station and put gas in my rental automobile.
Oh, you got gas this morning?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible life.
Did you know how to do it? Did you park on the right side?
I feel like I was going to get it 2 days ago, but I parked on the wrong side.
You got to look at the little gauge. There's a little arrow by the pump, and it tells you which direction
to... Well, if you have a relatable brand of automobile that I usually have, you don't have to look at that, okay? So you never go to the gas station.
But you still go to the charger, and it's on one side.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. That is true. Yeah, I was at the gas station the other day, and I was like, oh, I'll get gas when I'm here. And then I realized it was on the other side. I was like, nah, maybe I'll never get gas.
Yeah.
All right. But the car today, it's very smart, told me that I had 5 miles left before I would run out of gas.
Oh,
I was like,
God, you psychopath.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
It should have told you like the last 2 days. If you're at 5 miles this morning.
Yeah, every time I get in, it would
beep. You
know,
you were complaining last week about how it keeps beeping. Was that the filming with gas?
It's got all kinds of beeps now, okay? It's got all kinds of beeps. And then it beeps at me, then I bleep back at it.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, I love you. What a relationship we got going on here.
I'm really worried you're going to drop this thing off back at the rental car, and it's going to have like two wheels. It's going to be flat. It's gonna be dirty, just busted, just dollar.
It's unbelievable,
Christmas
actually.
Christmas tree lights going on the dashboard, as you call it.
My previous to having a relatable brand automobile, I used to have a car that some would say I'd torn up pretty good.
Yeah.
And I would say in 4 years
lots of softball stank.
Of Tesla ownership, I kept it in line real nice. But just a week, I've kept it in line pretty nice,
I
okay?
We call it a Tesla taco smell.
There was one time I left a taco in there for 3 weeks. I forgot about it, okay? Yeah. You ain't never forgot a taco in the console of your car?
No.
One little, misstep, all right?
How many tacos should we allow you?
A week of driving around with the windows down, fixed it up real good, okay? Everything is fine. But yeah, just getting in this rental car that I don't care about, I'm just immediately just like, you know, I'm not even hungry, but I'm going to stop for some driving around enchiladas.
Crumble with the wrapper, throw in the back.
Yeah. Just wipe my face on the window and just be like, everything's fine in here. Did I remember how to pump gas? It seems as if the process has reverted to me. Is it getting, like, because I did get in a fight with that machine. I put my card in, and it said, now remove quickly. And I was like, okay, I know this dance. So I pull my card out. And, yeah, then it says credit or debit. And I'm like, shouldn't you know by now? Why? I gave you my card.
Lots of cards could use either or options, so you have to decide.
So I say credit, and it's for like 1 second, acts like it's processing, and then it goes, transaction canceled. And it says, this appears to be a chip card. Please leave the card inserted for future tries. I was like, you told me to take it out. You were the one who said remove it quickly, okay? Do non-chip cards come here, by the way? Do those still exist? Yeah. Can you still get a... So, yeah, eventually I just was, like, banging on the... I was like, hey, I drive a Tesla. Give me free gas. I deserve free gas. All right? It would not listen. It would not listen. So that's why we're off to a hot start today.
All right. Well, I'm glad you made it to work.
But not for you, Jason Dick.
The Morning X.
101X, it's The Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda. You know what time it is, boys and girls.
Rendezvous, then I'm through with you.
You probably don't know. It's This is the time every day where we ask, what's burning on you today, Hajda? Time for the Morning X Burning X question at 101X Morning X on Twitter. You can vote.
Well, something I am very passionate about, clearly.
Yes.
Not at all. Jason Dick inserted himself into this thing here. But what's the worst thing to happen at ACL? Hashtag Morning X Burning X. The Dillo Dirt and Mud incident?
Oh, ever. The worst thing ever to
Ever. All time.
Okay.
And, like, there's a lot of stuff that happened early on that you guys don't want to know about. But the Dillo Dirt and Mud incident, the Lionel Richie got canceled because something caught on fire.
It was rain, but that's fine.
The rain caught on fire. Lionel Richie canceled from rain fire. The 108 degrees in 2005.
Oh.
Or.
I remember that one.
Shania Twain Foo Fighters.
Okay.
And then we include a little clip there. Yeah, basically, it's Shania Twain covering Listen, Best of You with the Foo Fighters, the worst thing to ever happen at ACL.
I am not trying to be a dick here, all right? I would not be doing my job if I didn't ask though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Some might say it's my job to be a dick.
I would just say it's in your nature.
I'm not trying to be a dick here. This is objectively bad, right? This is indefensibly bad. For those not unaware, Shania
people
Twain.
Can defend it.
I would love to hear your attempts.
Because she's not good at singing the song.
Saturday night, ACL Fest, the two headliners were the Foo Fighters and Shania Twain. They both went on at 8 o'clock. She played till 9:30-ish and then zoomed across the park and joined the Foo Fighters on stage for Best of You, one of my favorite Foo Fighters songs of all time.
A little too Pearl Jammy for me.
That is the stupidest thing. I never know. Yesterday, Nick said the new drummer is better than Taylor Hawkins, and I'm pretty sure you're just trolling. I'm pretty sure, but I never know when you're making a genuine musical comment.
I will admit, the last time that I saw Foo Fighters at ACL, whenever that was, I think it was 2009-ish, I wasn't really paying attention to Taylor Hawkins and the drums, because I was like, I want to see Dave Grohl, but I was really impressed with the new drummer.
Anyways, I was in a bad Shania Twain mood all day, all week, just because my girlfriend was insistent that we go see her, and then she comes out, and actually some of her songs, I was like, oh, you know what, this is fun. I don't know why she's dressed like a 17-year-old at Lollapalooza. Coachella. Coachella's the right example, Jason. Yeah. Let me take that again. I don't know why she's dressed like a 15-year-old at Coachella.
Ah, nailed it.
Yeah.
Take all that 15-year-old Coachella girls.
I'm just going to play you this clip, okay? We're just going to let it run for a second, and you guys tell me. Am I being a dick, or this is just flat out, plain, indefensible, bad? Mostly Dave, but you hear it.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's just hearing it through my headphones now in my ears. It doesn't sound that bad.
What's that?
It doesn't sound that bad.
No,
I'm not saying it's good.
First of all, I let you play. I fast-forwarded to the little soft sing-songy part because I think that's the best thing. Most of the time, she's trying to wail and belt it out.
Yes.
And if you didn't know what was going on, I would think I was just at Egos on Riverside watching somebody do karaoke. All right,
that's what it is.
A nice old lady with a red wig do her best Foo Fighters version. And why? Nobody in the Foo Fighters camp, nobody at ACL Fest, nobody caught a rehearsal and said, you guys know we don't have to do this, right? We don't have to. There's no.
Is it possible that while this is not the best musical whatever compilation thing ever, that you're never gonna like it. You were never gonna like it. You were anti Shania Twain from the very beginning.
Possible.
You're like, why is she playing in my Austin City Limits
That's
Festival?
That's why I want you guys to let me know.
And so that she could, there was no version of this song she could have done.
If I'm not being fair, then let me know. I'm actually really sad to see this as well because I already had this joke lined up and now she's made it herself. Well, she's not making it. She posted about it. Shania Twain did on her, I don't know, I assume this is from MySpace, calling the opportunity, quote, one off of the bucket list, end quote. To which I was thinking as I was watching it, I'm sure Shania Twain is at a banger of a career she sold. I think I found out she heard that album is the best-selling album of the 90s. It's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Sitting in with the Foo Fighters for one song has got to be the best thing that's ever happened in her career. Okay? That is the pinnacle of Shania Twain's anything. And you know what? You ruined it, Shania. Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. No?
Go vote 101X Morning X on Twitter.
Morning X.
101X, it's the Morning X. Nick and Dick. I'm not sure which is more sad, the latest from Blink-182, or it's time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to, and now all the news that's fit to air, Nicholas Hajda. But both sad by design. That's what we were going for. That's what.
Just go. Israel says it has finally secured its border with Gaza. This is 3 days after Hamas broke through the barrier to launch an assault that has left more than 900 people dead.
Not a happy story.
Airstrikes on the Gaza Strip have continued overnight, with more than 700 people killed, according to Palestinian authorities. Happy news, Amazon Prime Day is back for the second time this year.
Oh, no. Are you guys really falling for this garbage? Shame on you.
Whether you're looking for some Swedish dishcloths, some car cleaning gel, or a GE Opal Nugget Ice Maker 2.0, now Amazon Prime Day is in full effect and you can find deals on all of these products.
Great.
It will continue, again, Amazon Prime Day tomorrow.
Again.
And finally, we are 18 days away from Halloween. Do you have a costume yet? Well, if you're sad and single, I can't help you. But I do have a list of the top costumes for couples this year. Do you want to guess, Jason? What is the top couples costume for Halloween?
Bugs and the formerly hot cartoon from Space Jam.
Babs? No, not Babs. Lola.
Yeah,
Lola
Bunny. Yeah.
Babs was Tiny Toon Adventures.
That is Bumbelina's recommendation as of this date, that is what she wants to do for Halloween. Now, I said, you know what would be better? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We're old and
crap
busted
on Halloween later.
Oh, okay.
We're looking for Ken and Barbie. You dumbass.
That seems to make sense.
Yes. The rest of the top five were Mario and Luigi, Bob Ross, and A Happy Little Tree.
Mario and Luigi, a couple's costume?
Yeah.
I mean,
the joke is that you're...
Okay.
I mean, also, you could be same-sex couples. Fred and Daphne from Scooby-Doo, and then Ariel and Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid. Don't go super authentic if you're doing the remake Ariel, unless, you know... Don't do blackface, because the new Little Mermaid is black.
Oh.
So that would be bad.
Not my Little Mermaid.
Exactly.
Because I was from the previous generation mermaid thing.
Okay. Cool. Good take there. That was a controversial opinion. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, on that note, yes, Jason, that is it.
I watched that Barbie movie.
Okay.
You know, what I said about you, Greta Gerwig, was not fair, okay? It's a pretty good interpretation. I like what you did there. You know what? I'm going to give Noah Baumbach all the credit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Week 5 of the National Football League season is in the books. Las Vegas 17-13. They beat the Green Bay Packers on Monday Night Football last night. To the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder 122-121 over your San Antonio Spurs. Do you know what this means, Hasha?
No.
Do you know what this means? Nothing. It's a preseason game. Who cares? But Wemby, a team high 20 points. Victor Wembanyama in his preseason debut for the Spurs. It's happening, man. It is happening. All right.
I heard he gained like 30 pounds.
But what are you talking about?
Yeah, that was the thing I saw.
Like, he gained a lot of weight.
He's like 8 foot tall.
That would be like 20% of his body weight that he added. There's no way he gained 30 pounds.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And finally, this, as originally reported on this program, Oklahoma beat Texas 34-30 on Saturday. That was not originally reported by us. But we did originally report that two try-hard linebackers for the Sooners, Danny Stutzman and Jared Kenick, got matching horns down tattoos on their upper thighs. Fake.
What?
It's fake, yeah.
The pictures or the tattoos?
The tattoos are fake.
Losers.
Losers. If you heard
and
my
I
take,
say that as a fan of the actual loser.
If you heard my take yesterday, all I said was you can get a horns down tattoo, but you're going to put it on your upper thigh where nobody's ever going to see it. Put it on your neck, okay? Give me a neck tattoo.
Yeah.
And if it's magic marker... put it on your neck.
Was it magic marker?
It was. Yeah, they just drew tattoos on their.
I mean, it looked bad, but so do all the kids' tattoos these days.
I don't know if it's magic marker, Sharpie, just a good ballpoint pen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they just drew the tattoos on, and so they got us. They pranked us. Good job, guys. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I mean,
I don't get it, man.
They got you.
Did you get me?
You don't get it, but you got.
You gave me the opportunity to crap on you 2 days in a row, all right?
Yeah.
Sounds to me like you got yourself. You got yourself.
Victor Wembanyama only gained 10 to 15 pounds, which is still a lot.
Okay.
It's still a lot.
But like one third of 30 pounds that you had alleged.
Or half.
The Morning X.
What X? It's the Morning X, Nick and Dick. Dick, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yep. You got it.
You guys had no idea what we had to go through to get this song in the system as well, all right? I'm not kidding. Some Alphaville drama going on behind the scenes here. Hey, speaking of songs that are played way past their relevancy, let me fire this one up.
It's your birthday
yesterday!
I mean, technically, it's closer to my actual time of birth because I was an 11 p.m. baby.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
You would be. You would be. You procrastinating.
You took like a week to come out of your mom's vagina. What are you talking about?
I did. I apologize about that. My mom was in labor for 3 calendar days. Happy day after your birthday, Nicholas Hodgson. Now, I know you're not one of those celebrates their birthday all month guys.
No, I would never throw my birth 2 week. Weekends of 3-day festivals
in
the park.
Yeah, yeah, that's not acceptable. We're
playing
bringing
cool.
up your birthday the day after your birthday so that we can talk about what a great friend I am. And
are you?
Yeah, because I took you out for a birthday dinner.
Did
sort
you?
Of. Yeah, kind of. Okay. I took you in for a birthday dinner.
Okay. I do appreciate what you did. It was very nice. However, it is proof of why I do not. This is why I don't get excited about my birthdays, because it's nothing but disappointment.
Oh.
Now,
oh, no. There's a man down.
If you've seen my Instagram page, at Nick Mouth, you may have already been spoiled to this. There's a fun video I made of me enjoying all of Jason's gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But you were set on buying me food for some reason.
Well, look.
Paying for a meal.
At the very least, it's your birthday. Somebody should treat you to a nice dinner.
Now, usually when that happens, people go and have dinner together.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Okay. You're not going to do that.
I have a very tight schedule these days, and last night was one of the only nights that I could go play poker.
Uh-huh.
All right? And
so one of the only.
Yes. Very busy most nights, all right?
Yeah, with pickleball.
That's why I can't play poker on Wednesdays, because that's pickleball.
And you also said that you would be happy to drop off said
food. I was going to
deliver delivery.
Whatever food that you wanted to your house.
Yeah, I guess that didn't work
Game
out.
Game was good, bro. Game was good. Didn't want to go, so I was like, you know what? Let me spring the cash. Let me pay some stranger $8.50 to Uber Eats food to Nick's house.
And your original offer was to buy me lunch, and I was just like, whatever. I'll just go home and eat something.
Yeah.
I did go treat myself to some Golden Chick.
Oh.
At 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Mistake. Hard-ass chicken, okay? That was clearly noon chicken that was still in the under the fryer or the lights.
2 p.m. Golden Chick is no good?
I knew that was a mistake going into it.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Fried okra was good. Anyway, so growing around dinner time, Jason is texting me, blowing up my phone, like, hey, what do you want for dinner? What do you want for dinner? And I'm like, just a sad salmon patty, man.
I was going to bring up how sad your entire... I texted Nick. I said, happy birthday. What's for dinner? And he goes, leftover salmon patty. And I was like, oh, my God.
No, I said leftover salmon patty. I like salmon.
I heard it as leftover salmon patty.
You heard it as leftover salmon patty as well. Anyway, so I was just, I was like, oh, you know what? I haven't had chicken fettuccine Alfredo in forever. Mm-hmm. I don't know where to find it near my house.
Mm-hmm.
It's convenient to me. Let's put that task on Jason.
Yeah.
And so you said, got it. You can send me a pen for a delivery. I don't know what the hell is going on with that.
I don't know, man. First of all, terrible order. Chicken out of a chicken Alfredo.
It is what I want for my birthday.
Okay. Good.
That is what I enjoy.
Yeah.
Should I eat eggplant parmesan that I'm going to be like,
I don't know. It's just the worst thing. But it's fine. Okay.
I want.
I fire up the Uber Eats app for the first time in like 3 years or something like that. And I just go. I've
that was it connecting to dialogue.
I click up the Italian portion of the menu. I have to explain to them that I'm not getting this delivered to my house. No, I'm not getting it delivered to the random poker room I'm at. Take it to Nick Hajda's house. And it's like, are you sure? You seem far away. And I'm like, yes, I'm sure. Take the chicken Alfredo linguine to Nick Hajda's house.
Yeah.
I thought everything was good. I thought it was going to go good. Yeah, Uber Eats has some sort of weird PIN number system now.
Yeah. Where also, it was 8456. That seems lazy, okay? Just three sequential numbers, not a secure PIN number, all right? not at all.
Yeah.
But also included a re-gifted bottle of wine.
It's not very re-gifted. Nice. It's not.
You didn't originally purchase it from somebody else?
Maybe I didn't. You don't know about my process, re-gifted. But I got you a very good Cabernet, okay?
I don't like Cabernet.
That is not
a red wine guy. I'm a white wine guy.
That's exactly why I got it for you. You're 40 years old, all right?
You foisted a gift upon me and told me to be impressed with how much you spent on this gift for somebody else.
Stop drinking alcohol like a child, all right? And start drinking a good red, all right? I got you a good...
Were you offended in the video where I drank it straight from the bottle? I was trying to.
I was offended by how obviously try-hardy the video was, but no, it's fine.
Try hard.
Yeah.
That was a second take video, okay? I tried very little.
That's exactly my point. I tried very little. If there's multiple takes, then there's...
Well, look, the first one had a lot of chin fat.
Okay, anyway. We're burying the lead here.
I have a nice bottle of wine. I'm sitting down to watch some NFL football. Mm-hmm. I have pull my chicken fettuccine Alfredo out of a thing, and it's some sort of weird tomato covered in mozzarella.
Yeah.
That's not melted.
They delivered the wrong order to your house.
Yes.
I specifically ordered, and I don't know what the restaurant is. I'd never heard of it, but there was a multitude.
Oh, I Googled it. It's the Kirby Lane Ghost Kitchen.
Oh, okay.
I'm almost positive it's the Kirby Lane Ghost Kitchen.
Well, that's what I figured. It's like, these are not real places, right? Because I've never heard of them. But it was like, there was one. I could have gotten you the Olive Garden, but it was like 50-minute delivery time. I was like, no, Nick needs it now. He needs it now. And so I went with the place that seemed like they could get it there a little quicker. And I ordered fettuccine Alfredo, add grilled chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered you a cheesesteak dessert, cheesecake dessert.
I would enjoy some cheesesteak as well.
Cheesesteak dessert is a better idea, honestly. Cheesecake is gross. I ordered you cheesecake dessert, and I was like, still not enough food. And so I was like, what else you guys got? And they had like a meatball appetizer. I was like, that's good, okay? At least Nick is not eating all disastrous Italian food. Eat some real the red sauce meatballs.
I need some balls.
Let's go.
I literally needed those balls.
Yeah.
I need those balls.
And so I was like, fire it off. Go. I was like, $52? Who the I mean, okay, sure, no problem. And then I just get this video of Nick, and he's like complaining. He's like, it doesn't look like chicken fettuccine Alfredo to me. And I was like, it doesn't look like it to me either.
Look, this would be disappointing on normal times. I hate tomatoes. It has been well documented.
Well, yeah.
I love ketchup. I hate tomatoes.
Nick, show me.
So this is the worst thing they could send me.
I don't even know.
It's a caprese salad.
Caprese salad.
A Capri Sun would have been a better dinner
for me. It's just three slices of tomatoes with a big fat hunk of a mozzarella on top.
Yeah.
Which, that looks awful, man. That looks awful.
I took a bite just to try it. And yeah, it's terrible.
Well,
it's horrible.
And this is what... Look, I'm sorry I ruined your birthday. All right.
I had a bottle of wine and cheesecake for dinner. Like, what? It's not
so ruined. It was cheesecake? Because the picture you showed me did not look like cheesecake.
Some sort of cake.
Yeah.
Some sort of cake.
I think they brought you the completely wrong order. And I went to
there's definitely no meatballs either.
I went to the Uber Eats app and I yelled at them. I'm like, hey, you ruined my guy's birthday. What are you guys going to do about it? And they replied, we'll get back to you within 72 hours. And I was like, what?
Yeah, they ain't gonna do nothing.
I hate everything and everywhere now, okay? Why is everyone suck at everything?
This is why they do it. Go try to track down these people.
Well, this is the thing. You see that Dead Money movie yet? Dumb Money?
No.
Pete Davidson finally found the correct role for himself. Maybe again, just
someone who has dumb money.
Maybe just playing himself again.
Yeah.
But yeah, Pete Davidson is a DoorDash driver in this movie. And like, it's a big part of the plot of the film, spoiler alert, that he just drives around eating everybody's food and doesn't care if people get the right order or not. And I was like, God, this is the world that we live in now. I am so off the fast food grid. I have now, like, Taco Bell, I'm going to say four times a year, okay?
Yeah.
Old Jason, there would be, like, four times a day Taco Bell visits.
You went by to the drive-thru, and they cheered, like, on Cheers. Like, yeah. Jason!
My last Taco Bell visit, all right? I just go, and I order the same thing every time, all right? I want two grilled chicken Chipotle ranch burritos, all right? Mm-hmm. And I got home, and there were two bean and cheese burritos. Now, what am I supposed to do now? Okay, am I supposed to go back to the Taco Bell and say, you gave me the wrong $4 worth of food?
You're supposed to check before.
This is a treat for me. I only come here every 2.5 months, and you ruin the whole thing. Why are they all suck at their job? I don't understand. I don't understand.
Speaking of sucking at their job, Jason had to text me for my address.
Uh-huh.
I gave you one number off, so I had to walk down the street and be like, hey, are you Armando? Give me my food, please.
Why did you?
I don't know.
Proofread before you hit send.
I was overdosing on Benadryl.
How many times?
Oh, you were drinking that red wine with
that's
Benadryl?
Right, man.
I was on the lean.
God damn, that sounds good, man. That sounds good. I want some of that.
No,
that
sounds, get up any of that.
Happy birthday, man.
The Morning X.
What X? It's the Morning X. Nick, Dick. Dick question amnesty. On your birthday, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I know your family is weird, and you guys celebrate Christmas on February 10th, and your Thanksgiving comes on July 4th, and all sorts of stuff like that. Yeah. Nobody in your family is like, happy birthday, Nick. Happy 40th birthday. Let's go out to dinner. I just text you, and you're like, well, I'm like, what's for dinner? And you're like, leftover salmon patties and Monday night football on a laptop.
October 9th is not only my birthday. It's also my parents' anniversary.
Uh-huh.
So they were all doing that.
What?
Yeah. I mean, that's what my mom and my stepdad were doing, was celebrating their wedding anniversary.
At the very least, combo up an anniversary dinner and happy birthday party.
Nah, right? that's got weird crossing the streams vibes. I can't.
They should have gone out to anniversary dinner this weekend while you were ACL festing. Then on your actual 40th birthday, take my guy to Showbiz Pizza.
I got some bad news for you about Showbiz Pizza, Jason.
Where do you want to go?
The Morning X.
Did we win the Powerball, Nick?
We?
Yeah. Can we march up the stairs into the boss's office, raise both of our middle fingers, and be like, we are never talking to you on your radio station again? Sorry, okay. That was very specific and angry. And
I would never quit this job.
Oh,
okay. They will have to fire me for this job, even if I win $1 billion.
They will. I found out they will.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's my dream. It's my escape plan. No, I would just do this and like the amount of effort and care and I'd put into it would be even way worse.
You can lower your accountability.
Would I buy out all of the advertisements just to have you say nice things about me for 7 minutes in between songs? Twice an hour?
Absolutely. Good night.
Go on, I'm spinning.
It was
nobody won the big jackpot.
Oh, okay. Good.
$1.5 billion, no jackpot. Estimated 1.7 for Wednesday.
I guess that's good that nobody won since we didn't win, right? That's
correct. Yeah. Correct.
But we played.
You keep saying we.
Yeah, we're partners.
I went and bought 40 Powerball tickets for my 40th birthday.
When I came back, you insisted.
$0.
You insisted that we are now partners. No more, you work for me.
Radio.
We're partners.
Radio partners.
Yeah. All of it is...
Okay, how much did you make at poker last night?
You went in? -$700.
See, this is why we're not partners. This is why we're not partners. Perfect example.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. I did lose $700 last night, guys, but at one point we were down $2,200. So, getting it back to, you know, it's funny.
Is that
because,
girl math? Somebody let me know.
What's that?
It's this thing of girl math of like...
Girl math?
Yeah, it's like when you buy
toxic
a new...
Toxic masculinity. Nick Hodge just strikes again.
As long as you don't bring up boy math, then you're not being toxic. Girl math is a thing that they're celebrating.
Called regular math, right? What is girl math? I've never heard of
it. It's a TikTok thing, which explains it. But it's basically like the idea of like, if you go buy a new outfit, but it was 20% off, you saved money, girl math. Even though you spent money to buy it because the discount's enough, you save it.
I follow.
Things of that nature.
I don't think it's great.
It's poker. I could have lost $2,200, but I only lost $700.
Degen math.
Degen
math. Because
you want to say that girls are degens, Jason?
It is a classic. I could come to you and tell you that I won. What is that? Seven is down 22. I won $1,500 last night. And people who don't understand gambling would be like, well, how much did you lose? And I'll be like, well, actually $2,200.
Yeah.
that's...
Well, no. If you could have lost an extra $1,500, but you only lost $700, that means you made $800 last night.
I definitely lost money. Yeah, no. I went home with less money than I went there with. But that's the breaks of the game. All right, happens that way sometimes.
Here, look. I currently have a whole plethora of lottery tickets in front of me that I'm furiously checking off. I still got a whole stack of them that I haven't checked yet. Oh. I could have $1 billion in this hand right here.
Well, but
I
we
could.
Already know that there's no winner, right?
You're gonna trust the media reporting on the lottery, Jason. Okay.
So all of these 40 tickets that you have here, this is not a corporation. These are all just Nick Hajda style.
I mean, some people gave me money through Venmo yesterday. And said that
right.
Emily Edge gave me $15 and was like, hey, I want 15%. Okay, Emily.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Yeah, right. You know, I was at this same poker game last night. This is a gambling. This is how you know you're surrounded by some degens. Okay, is that it's about 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock ish, I guess, and we've decided everybody's like, oh yeah, the Powerball's tonight. We should all play the Powerball. And I start explaining to them how
jackpot.com
lottery is actually just a tax on people who are bad at math. But don't explain to the people you're gambling with about how they're bad at gambling.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been determined that yes, everybody wants to play. However, everyone is so sick, nobody will get up from the table to go buy the tickets.
Do you mean sick, like with the gambling,
yes,
or like
yes,
they're hacking and wheezing?
No. They just don't want to miss a hand.
Please, this is so the saddest.
One guy volunteered and took up a collection from everybody to go buy go down the street to the store to buy the tickets.
And they never saw him again.
Well, that's what I was not in on it, but I was like, if you guys think that this is some sort of like, hey, if we win, we're gonna split it eight ways kind of game, you'll never see this dude again.
Yeah.
You will never, ever, ever see this dude again. But he didn't win because nobody won, right?
Unless he hasn't checked his tickets
except
yet.
For the state of Texas, the who gets the money, who is it? It's for
education,
a good cause, right?
Again, nobody's checking that either.
Good morning, X.
It's time for Hajda headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now with all the news is videos, look who we got. Nick Hajda, go.
Israel says it has finally secured its border with Gaza 3 days after Hamas broke through the barrier to launch an assault that has left more than 900 people dead and several held hostage. Airstrikes on the Gaza Strip have continued overnight with more than 700 people killed, according to Palestinian authorities. Amazon Prime Day is back for the second time this year. If you need
a good way to do that transition.
Nope, just got to give a little breathing room there. If you need a new SolarWave 4-in-1 facial wand.
Oh, of course.
Some acorn-scented Mrs. Meyers hand soap. Or you want to upgrade to the Tushy Classic 3.0 bidet. Today is finally the day to get them all at maybe discounted prices.
Something, I got a facial wand for your tushy right here.
Amazon Prime Day will continue tomorrow.
This was not a paid advertisement, if you can't tell.
And finally, ACL Weekend 1 is in the books, which of course means you get to go look and see what was left behind.
Uh-oh.
You can go to acl festival.lif.app. I'll probably just Google it.
What?
They've posted online a bunch of lost and found items that included multiple cards, jewelry, 15 phones, 10 wallets, 30 IDs, 50 credit cards, several key sets, bags, glasses, and some jewelry pieces. And I'm just here to tell you that this is what was turned in, because I have worked security for ACL in the past.
Oh.
And they go do a sweep. And this is not what was left behind.
They go do a sweep?
Like, people, at the end of it, people will just walk through the crowd and be like, ooh, there's a wallet. Ooh, there's this. Ooh, there's that.
Uh-huh.
And then how does it all get to the lost and found?
You're saying the security people are picking up wallets and keeping them?
I have seen people do that
in
the past.
No way, man. I refuse to believe it.
Was I very jealous of a guy who found a wallet with $200? Yes, I was.
Ooh.
Yes, I was. Was I there until 2 a.m. looking for my own?
Sports.
Looking for your own wallet that
full
is somebody
cash.
Else's to
maybe
claim
maybe not
for the
maybe not.
Okay, good. Steve Sarkisian addressed the media following the 34-30 loss to Oklahoma over the weekend. Yesterday, he said, "Quote: We've got to game plan better. We've got to execute better. It's pretty simple." End quote. Are you saying that I was correct, Sark, and that you should not have been playing for the field goal on 3rd and 9 with 1:27 left in the game?
Definitely.
Are you saying that I was correct saying that you should call a timeout on 2nd and goal from the 3-yard line with 37 seconds left? You knew that Oklahoma was going to score? Jason 1, Sark 0. Monday Night Football, the Las Vegas Raiders put it to the Green Bay Packers. Put it to in a very polite manner, 17-13 to wrap up week 5 in the NFL season. And now, something about baseball. The Texas Rangers are kicking ass, guys. Have you heard? The playoffs are going on, and the Rangers, despite collapsing down the stretch and losing the AL West, they won their first series versus the whoever. And then they are now currently up two games to none over the Baltimore Orioles, with the best record in the American League. If perhaps you heard on this or another program where I said that they were only two wins away from advancing to the American League Championship Series,
no.
Lie detector test determined that's a lie. Is one win. Did you know, Hajda, the ALDS is a best of five series?
Of course. Oh, I just didn't want to embarrass you in front of everybody.
Thank
so
you.
I just let
thank
you, do
you for
it.
That.
You're welcome, buddy. I'm here for you.
Yeah. Why is it not a best of seven? Why is it a best of five?
Because the wild card was a best of three.
That was a best of three. So, but now we're in the real playoffs.
Well, it was a best of one. Then they took two games and added that. You got to take two games from elsewhere.
I don't know. Baseball is just such a... Mm-hmm. You know what? Don't get bogged down in that. Get bogged down in this stupid story. Is the key to the Rangers' success Creed?
Is this some ace pitcher I'm not aware of? Tommy Creed?
According to Loudwire, the Texas Rangers, let me just read this, quote, the Texas Rangers were having a mediocre season, 38-33 at the All-Star break, end quote. They started listening to Creed in the dugout, quote, just to relax and have fun, end quote, and it turned their season around. They ended up with a record of 90-72. The Tampa Bay Rays is who they eliminated in the wild card round, and now they're up two games to none on the Baltimore Orioles. Is it all thanks to Creed? When they say relax and have fun, are they making fun of Creed? Are they like, just like, let's chill and listen to some Creed?
I don't know. Nickelback is having a small, tiny bit of like, hey, maybe they're not as bad as we thought they were. I don't know if Creed is as well.
Could you listen to Creed and actually get pumped up? Like, get juiced up, ready to hit? This is, nobody ever talks about this Creed, okay? Everybody just makes fun of Creed and their wussy-ass rock songs. Listen to this thing. Listen. I mean... If that's not a quality poor man Stone Temple Pilots, I don't know what is.
It's definitely getting me angry.
Yeah.
I definitely want to smash things with a baseball bat.
Bash a home run 500 feet. Let's go.
That's right. You know, it reminds me in basketball season. Apparently, Jimmy Butler turned around the Miami Heat season by playing Nickelback in the locker room. No. I think he actually just enjoys it.
He just likes it.
But they credited Nickelback for helping them make it to the finals. Okay. So why not Creed?
Well, here, and do you want to know why this story is absolute garbage? And this is just a little, somebody clickbaiting you over at Loudwire.
Do I want to ruin it? Okay.
Well, sorry. Listen, man.
What is it?
I'm a real man of the news. I don't do fake news on this show, okay? If you're fine with your sensational fake news, oh, my God, another bombing at the Gaza. No, you know what? Don't. Sorry. Take that part out. The Rangers were having a pretty mediocre season, they say. 38-33 at the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. That is a winning percentage of .535. They finished 90-72. .555. So they increased their winning percentage by 2% by listening to Creed. And still lost the American League West. Okay? Creed did nothing for you. They did nothing. Okay? This also, is just some goofball blogger who's like, oh, this is fun. They listened to Creed and they got better. They didn't get better. They were the same.
Look,
they were the same.
Wasn't there a guy who once didn't change his underwear for 4 years and ate chicken every day because of superstitions?
Yeah.
You know how baseball works.
Well, right.
And yeah,
I'm here to call out those things as nonsense.
Can you wait until maybe they win the World Series before you poke holes in their security blanket?
I wanted to make clear that was fake news, this entire thing.
You got him, Jason.
And I'm really only here to do this because I like to listen to Scott Stapp sing about baseball.
Let's play ball, it's game day. We want strikeouts, base hits, double plays.
This is a real thing, by the way. For those of you who don't know, Scott Stapp, apparently a huge Marlins fan, once recorded this song. that is about baseball. I want to be in the producer's booth that day where they're like, man, we got Creed. We got the guy from Creed singing about baseball. That's pretty good, right? And they're like, mm-hmm. not good enough. I need bats hitting balls sound effects.
Let's play ball. It's game day.
That's the crack of a bat, Nicholas Ashton.
That's a pretty good crack, though.
That's
a pretty good crack. It's better than your baseball.
It's double plays. Take the field, hear the roar of the crowd. Come on, Marlins, make us proud.
Come on, Marlins, make us proud.
Marlins swept from the wild card playoffs this year.
Yeah.
I did like... When I discovered that this song was by Scott Stapp, it was like, that's when I figured out that he was a Florida man, and I was like, that checks out.
Yeah.
That checks out with 100%. What I know of Creed.
100%. So anyway, Creed, hang on. Here we go.
A diving catch, a stolen base.
Are there no more sound effects?
A perfect game, a triple play.
Should have previewed
this one. A triple play?
The playoff race, yes, we'll see.
Creed is awesome. Will not win you baseball games. Cannot, will not.
The Morning X.
What about X? It's the Morning X. Jason Dick, Nick Hajda, ACL Fest weekend 2 coming up. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. I have a friend conundrum. I have a moral conundrum, if you will, Hajda. I have a friend. You know who it is. We don't need to necessarily specify. Who has asked for my assistance in attending the festival on Friday.
Yeah.
Who's playing on Friday? I'm sorry. The answer is I don't care. I'm not going Friday.
Revivalists?
There's no way that's the Lumineers. Right answer. Lumineers in Kendrick Lamar, right?
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar for real this time?
We'll find out.
Yeah. He just wants to go to Friday, okay? I, in theory, have the capability to get him in on Friday because I have a, brace yourself, ladies and gentlemen, 3-day pass.
What?
That's right, boys and girls.
Wow, you must be rich.
I'm not going on Friday. I'm going to go on Saturday, maybe Sunday. But I could give him my wristband, let him go to the show on Friday, but... Can I trust him to return it to me?
No.
On set?
Absolutely not.
You're not
absolutely
even considering?
Not. And this is not just because I know who this friend is.
I told you, now pretend you don't know who the friend is.
I am.
Okay?
You should not.
Here, I want to say he's the bottom rung of the friends that I would actually even consider doing this for, okay? Just if he takes one more step down the friend ladder, I'm not even going to think about it. But you know what? I think I deserve credit. For even considering it, all right? Because I should just say, no, sorry, I can't help you. Now, I should point out as well, Nick has questioned whether or not it's responsible for us, partners of the festival, media partners of the festival.
I would never do this, Jason.
Openly discuss. Because
letting people swap wristbands for ACL
is that wrong?
Is wrong.
Is that against the rules?
You do that on my watch, I'm going to blow a whistle.
Whatever, man.
And I'm going to call the ACL police on you, okay?
Listen.
Try to do that. Try to do that outside of Chewy's.
I'll have you know that
the
ACL people will never find out about this because they don't give. Did you see a guy walking around with a general admission wristband all weekend? Okay, they don't care. They don't care about me. All right, so
It is this cavalier attitude towards wristbands that gets you that. I was a C3 guest this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
You fancy,
man. I got to pay for alcohol in a different line than everybody else.
Yeah, and they're charging for brewskis?
I think so.
Spot me a fan, I'll pay you back. So. What do you mean you think so?
They didn't have the prices on the sign in the C3 guest lounge.
Yeah.
But they still took my credit card.
We've
not enough. I'm just stupid, and just some girl's just like, oh, that's going directly into my Venmos.
We ventured way out of relatability land here.
I had to pay for my own Frito Pie.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
I agree.
I would give this friend my wristband on Friday. He gets in, sees Kendrick Lamar, then he slides it off of his hand and slides it onto my considerably fatter hand, by the way. All right? If this was a friend who was fatter than me, I would not have near the issue with it, okay? But this is a skinny friend, and what do they say? Fool me once, Shame on, fool me.
Twice, won't get fooled again.
Bumbleina got me on this exact scheme in weekend one, okay? Yeah. I was not going on Friday. I was only planning on going on Saturday. She had a three-day pass. I had a three-day media pass, which is basically worthless, okay? But okay, there is a,
we definitely should tell people we're letting
a slight
have.
Upgrade.
AC, I apologize for not being there to stop these shenanigans.
A slight bathroom upgrade. So yeah. I was not going on Friday, and she's like, hey, can I use your media pass to go on Friday so I can use the good bathrooms? And I said, of course, darling. I love you, and I don't want you to go into a porta potty. And so I'm like, but hey, make sure that you don't tighten it too much on your little bitty girl wrist that I can't put it on
Saturday.
She
immediately just tighten the thing on
and
there.
She comes home. She's the Friday night. She's like, honey, I'm so stressed out. I was trying to keep the wristband loose, and I tucked it into the band of my watch, and I think it got tangled up, and it got all tight. And it's so tight now, and I can't get it off, and I tried to watch a YouTube video on how to get it off, and I can't get it off. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. And I was like, it's fine. I will just wear the three-day pass, okay? But, like...
It tightened on her wristband.
I ask her to come up with a better lie in the future. Yeah. But she swears that's what happened.
Forgot,
is that
my bad.
It was extra dangly because she kept it fat wrist size. And so she's like, I'm just going to tuck it into the band of my wristwatch. And somehow that tightened.
This is why you can't trust anybody.
Tightened the whole thing up. All right,
can't trust anybody.
And look, I told her it was like I was like, look, it's no big deal. Okay, what is the? I'll wear your 3-day pass. Okay, I'll be a man of the people. And then when I want to go to the media area, I'll walk up to the media area and be like, do you know who I used to think I am? All right. You will let me in here, and they did.
See, I was talking. Yeah, somebody had to vouch for you. I was talking to us a friend, and they mentioned how one time they had like some VIP wristbands. Mm-hmm. They were swapping again, and I slapped them on the wrist.
You said we don't do that
I
around
said,
here?
No. I don't even want to know about this.
We do it all the time.
But they gave it to a friend, and like the friend walks into the VIP and just stops. And they're like, because they didn't know what to do. They're like, I don't know what to do in here. What do I do? And I was like, just act casual, walk in and enjoy. Like, what are you doing?
About? It's like Wonka Land, okay?
Yeah.
You just go and you eat and drink everything, and it's free, and you consume all the stuff. What do you? I don't know what to do in here.
Act
like you've been there before, bro.
Exactly. So first of all, just you engage in these shenanigans. Somebody's gonna not know how to play it cool, and they're gonna ruin the bit for everybody. They're gonna ruin it for everybody. But also, just okay. It says in sickness and in health in your wedding vows, not you specifically, but just like when you get married to somebody.
Yeah.
For better or worse, sickness and health.
Yeah.
It mentions nothing about VIP. Okay. So there is not a rung on the relationship ladder for me.
Okay.
That will let me not. Nope. Sorry. You go use the commoner toilets. Okay. Sorry. Sorry.
Tweet
so
at
you're
us
crazy no matter
at
who this
101X
is.
Morning X. Can I let my friend use my wristband on Friday and trust them to give it back to me on Saturday? I'm so stressed out. I'm tightened on the thing. I don't know.
The Morning X.
Update the poll for me, Haji. For those of you unaware, ACLFS Weekend 1 headliners Foo Fighters welcomed... Mm-hmm.
Shania.
Co-headliner.
Oh.
Fellow headliner. It sounds wrong. Why is Shania Twain playing at 8 o'clock, but Alanis is playing at 6? You know what? It's fine. It's fine. I promise I'm not being a dick when I ask this question.
Uh-huh.
It's like objectively bad, right? It's like indefensibly bad, Shania joining them for Best of You.
It is not good. It is not, but you can defense it. You can defense it.
Podcaster David tweets at the Morning X, says, it looks like some drunk chick just wandered on stage. Yes. All right. Considering her outfit and the level of her performance, if you didn't know that was Shania Twain, that's exactly what you would have thought. They were like, who is this person? Why does she get to sing? I think that's why. Here, I'm going to play you a clip. Dave keeps reminding the people, hey, that's Shania Twain. Because she's not dressed like Shania Twain, although I guess I don't know what Shania's dress is like. But she's just dressed like
leopard print,
some random
tight suit.
So she's wearing festival fit.
Yeah.
All right. She's got a big red wig on.
Okay.
She looks like a Paramore mom. But her performance, I'm like, she a professional singer?
Well, she doesn't sing the yelly shouty songs.
Well, then why is she singing the yelly shouty songs?
I don't know. I was talking to my mom about this yesterday.
Talking to your mom about Shania Twain?
It came up during my annual birthday check-in with my mom.
Oh, okay.
And we were talking about Shania Twain. I was like, hey, she's had like a resurgence where she's like doing it for her or something. I don't know what her deal is, but she's back out there touring or whatever. And my mom was like, well, she never toured back in the day. She just like put out videos, but she never toured in the 90s in her heyday.
Are we sure she just didn't come to Gerald? I think she probably...
I don't know why Gerald would have anything to do with my mom who lives in Georgetown, but that's fine. I don't know. Do you know that Shania toured?
I would imagine. I mean,
okay. So you don't know nothing about nothing. I'm telling you what my mom said.
Okay.
Which I think she was like, she just put out all those videos.
Okay.
Which I'm like, is that so...
So you're saying that she's capable of, recording a quality, album singing voice, but in terms of performing it live, no way, man.
I was trying to say that I think my mom was saying that she just looks good in music videos, but she can't actually sing, so she never went on the road because she knew that she would sound like this if she did that.
Fair.
Okay,
good point, Mama Hajda.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Finally get to me. Stop fucking holding it. Anyway, the Twitter poll at 101X Morning X, our Burn X question of the day, is what was the worst thing to happen at ACL? 30% of people said the Dillo dirt mud incident.
Yeah,
that mud you were sliding in was poop.
Yeah.
But sanitized poop, I think. Lionel Richie being canceled because of rain / maybe a fire. Indeterminate which one it was.
There was no fire.
Yeah, I remember a fire. That's 4%.
41%. Wow, nobody upset about an entire day of the festival being canceled?
Yeah. 41% of people said the 108 degrees in 2005.
You guys weren't even there for that. You don't remember that.
That's right. Nobody was here. You guys were all in California.
You know, it's funny. That's what we had to move ACL Fest from September to October because they're like, it's too hot.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, just by the hair of our chinny chin chin, okay? If it was 3 days earlier, it would have been 100 degrees again. Are we going to have to move it to November?
I can't wait for
it. Eventually move it to December?
Yeah.
Eventually move it to Canada.
Canadians. But 24% of the audience is upset with Shania Twain covering Foo Fighters like you are, Jason.
Only 20? That's bull, man. Mm-hmm. Look, I will tell you that... am I vindicated here? At least some parts of the internet agree with me that sucked. One YouTube commenter says that, quote, didn't impress me much, end quote. Also, people making excuses for Shania on one of her posts said that it was a, quote, adrenaline-fueled run, end quote, from her stage to theirs. Because she was performing on the other end of the park, finished at 9:30, and then minutes later is on stage with the Foo Fighters. Adrenaline-fueled run. I think that's in the same vein as Nick Hajda goes on a Saturday morning run around Lake Mueller. She took a golf cart, okay? She didn't run. They're saying she was out of breath. That's why she couldn't sing. She was out of breath. She rode on a golf cart.
The Morning X.
What up, X? It's The Morning X, Nick and Dick. How about another edition of... Make Jason relatable again. Guys, I'm just like you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Currently driving a Nissan Altima. Just chilling out at ACL Fest with a general admission pass. It's funny why Nick has got a devilish grin on his face when I say that.
I can hear what? In your voice.
I feel fortunate to have a 3-day general admission pass. It's tremendous, okay?
You're currently staring daggers at me.
I got ripped off by Uber Eats last night, so I'm currently caroning their customer support people so that I can get my $51 back. I am just like you. And like you guys, I like to Netflix and chill. Wait, what's that? Does that involve some sort of... sexual endeavor?
Yeah.
No. My T is far too low for that. I enjoy just Netflixing, okay? Chilling, not necessary. However, I've been booted, okay?
Oh, they finally got you for the password sharing?
I don't know what's going on, but yeah, since Netflix was invented in 2019, I have been watching my mommy's Netflix, okay? And I push the Netflix button on my TV, and then it says, who's watching? And I say, duh. Grace. And then I log in and I watch BoJack Horseman episodes for the fourth time. It's great, man. Okay. This is just a great way to wind down after a hard day slaving over a hot, relatable microphone. And yeah, as of last week, I click on the Netflix thing, and it doesn't give me the opportunity to say, hi, I'm Grace. It just says, this TV is not part of your household. And I'm like, I challenge, okay? I'm looking at the TV.
Well, it is talking to
it
Grace.
It is in my household, okay?
It's not talking to Jason. It's talking to Grace.
What do you want? Well,
Grace is the account holder. It means her household.
Guys, Grace ain't here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm acting as Grace, all right?
Yeah.
But how does it know? How does it know that Grace isn't there?
I think it's something to do with that smart TV system. Now, look, I can sit here and tell you answers. Is it tracks your IP address, and so you'd have to log into your mom's IP address. You have to take your TV down there, log into Netflix, into her internet.
Take my TV down to her house?
I think so.
No.
I think so.
Nah.
But the answer, so there's a couple of things, is that you could get a VPN. They will tell you to get NordVPN and enable the MeshNet feature. It can link up to 60 devices at once.
Hack Netflix
Get in? Or don't watch it on your TV.
What's that?
So this works. This happened for me.
Don't watch it on my TV.
It's something about the TVs that's how it registers that you are watching it not on the original account holder's household. Like for me, if I try to put it up on my TV when they first cracked down the passwords, it would not work on my TV. It gave me that same message, you got to pay the whatever it is a month. And I said, ha ha, no, I will not find out what happens to Stranger
Whose
Things.
Whose Netflix are you using?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay? I'm not stupid enough to go on the radio and tell them I'm using my mommy's Netflix.
All right.
It's my old roommates, but that's fine. But I can still use it on my laptop.
So you're telling me I should watch BoJack Horseman episodes for the fourth time on my laptop?
That is the other... Well, I mean, you could do your phone. Possibly your smartwatch.
No, I want to watch...
A tablet? Anything that's not a TV.
This is a great piece of art. I'm not going to watch it on my phone.
Well,
I want to watch
Guess
it
what?
On my TV.
Dummy, this thing's called HDMI cable. You go load it up on your computer.
HDMI cable?
You put an HDMI cable from your computer into your TV. You watch it on your TV.
I'll have you know.
Now, the resolution is not going to be 8K or whatever Jason has on his fancy TV. It's going to be crappy computer resolution.
I don't want to do that. All right. Also,
what? Then pay them $8.99 a month.
In a further effort to be relatable, I don't have a computer. All right. I really don't have a computer. I mean, I have an iMac from 2007 or something like that, but it's all the way in the bedroom. Am I supposed to drag it out of the bedroom to plug it into the TV? I don't have a laptop.
Okay, well, laptops are insanely cheap now. You go buy one for like $9.99. It's Amazon Prime Day, Jason.
$9.99 to $10?
I mean, it's a comma or decimal point, something like that. Okay. But, well, look, the other answer for you is this is your mom's account.
Yeah.
Household. You guys are about to be in the same household.
Oh, right.
Just moved to Manor.
I'm working on that.
Yeah, there you go.
But hold on. So we're taking the longest route possible to this. Is this now against the rules? Like, it used to be fine. Like, my mom had Netflix. You can set up 5 accounts or whatever on there. Let me be one of the 5 accounts. Do I got to set up?
Several months now.
Do I got to watch as
and
Jason and not Grace?
And they've got an order button at Draft House.
What's that?
And they've got an order button at the Draft House.
These
are all things that we learned months ago.
Uh-huh.
How are you just now finding it out?
I don't know. I was in a little bit of a hole for a little while there. I didn't really come out of the hole and such. So Netflix says it's not allowed what I want to do. I want to watch my mom's Netflix at my house. That's not allowed.
No. Not until your mom moves in.
What does she got to show? Like a water bill or something like that? Just tell them that she lives there, okay? Just tell them that she lives there.
The Morning X.
And now for a double barrel blast of promotional announcements that, if I'm being quite honest, both going to be a little disappointing for you. Here, first, let's do the...
pretty sure they kept that. This is why they ask you not to be honest.
Every time I say, if I'm being completely honest, I should just delete whatever's going to come out of my mouth next, right?
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. I'm going to make it way worse. First, did Slim beat us in fantasy football?
No, listener Slim lost the Nick v. Dick versus you fantasy challenge.
Yeah.
Where we all just draft a quarterback, running back, and catcher.
Yeah.
He had well, it's gonna go tight end or wide receiver.
Yeah.
He had Justin Jefferson, 5 points, Derrick Henry, 8 points, Lamar Jackson, 10 points,
for
a grand total. And I think record low, 23 points.
You did it, Slim.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yes. So we did not beat you by a slim margin. It was, in fact, quite
good
large.
You. Good for
quite
you.
Quite girthy. Jason, you had Bijan Robinson, Tyreek Hill, and Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I'm good.
For a total of 68 good. Points.
Nice.
I had Christian McCaffrey, Josh Allen, and Stephon Diggs for more points than you, 72 to 68.
Okay.
Four to two.
The listeners remain undefeated.
Correct.
Nick has won 4 weeks. I have won one. Did you just give me credit for two? It's only been 5 weeks of the NFL season.
I felt like you needed it.
And I'm losing in fantasy football to this guy who can't count to five.
I can count to Christian McCaffrey.
Every Friday at 8:45-ish, a chance for you to win an NFL jersey or $150 to spend at NFLShop.com if you can beat me and Nick. But, I mean, so far, we are just absolutely killing it. Absolutely killing it. Speaking of killing it, promotional announcement. Are you ready?
Yeah.
There is a big concert coming to town. It is so huge. You guys are going to lose your mind. But we're not allowed to tell you.
Yeah.
The announcement is today at 10 a.m. So
yep.
I get off at 9:59. So I will not be making the announcement. I don't know who is in charge.
I bet we could get away with it.
Such things.
A couple of seconds ahead of things.
Oh, 9:59? It would be
I
okay.
I bet we could do.
Okay.
That we could do.
They're saying that these are flexible? The rules are flexible on these things? Because I hate that they told me. Don't tell me if I can't tell the people. All right?
I would say...
They didn't say that I couldn't give hints. All right?
That's correct.
Some would say that I'm very handy with hints.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
I see what you're doing.
The show that's coming to town.
You're a hint-ho.
Yeah. I've got a themed belt that I wear to this show. All right?
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Tim Taylor. It's his favorite band.
Oh. All right. No.
That one was too far?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
ruined it like everything.
30 minutes away from a concert announcement, and then meet us here this time-ish tomorrow. We'll have a chance for you to win them before you can buy them tickets to see
Mystery Band.
It's really going to ruin it. Real alternative classic from Men Without Hats. Quick, Nick. Which soundtrack?
That one.
We're looking for Family Guy.
No, we're not.
Morning X. All right, beer. Quagmire, start the diversion. Cleveland, find that door.
Check.
Hey, fellas, knock off all that high society crap and play some of this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What did I tell you, buddy? What did I tell you?
Is this kind of a soundtrack?
Yeah.
I don't think it does.
Get out of here.
Shooting off Revenge of the Nerds.
Get out of here. You know,
I always forget that safety dance and not some song that they came with themselves.
Has hardly ever been the case, but I feel like I talk a little too much about the internal operations of this operation.
You're doing it right now.
Yeah. But perhaps you guys have noticed some more real alternative classics coming down the radio waves at you. Are we just playing Family Guy, James? Safety dance? Rock Lobster? You know what's coming next, buddy?
No.
You know
what? I'm sorry.
Don't you know about the bird?
Hey, Peter's gonna tell you
about the bird.
All right. Don't do it, man. I'm just trying to brighten everybody's day with some positive, feel-good, uplifting news, Family Guy clips, and now Nick is gonna try and ruin it. Don't nick my news. I don't know if you could nick this one today, because it's not news. Nick says to me, hey, there's no story. It's just a YouTube video. Did we post this? Can people follow along at home?
That'd probably be a good thing.
That seems like a good idea. It's just a now viral video of a couple rescuing a couple of trapped raccoons.
Oh,
look at the little
trash pandas.
Look at the little raccoons. They're in a dumpster and they can't get out.
Yes.
So the dude has just got a stick that he's stuck down in the dumpster, and the little raccoon, he's climbing up. He's climbing up the side. He's climbing up the side of the dumpster. Oh, you made it, buddy.
He literally fished him out of the dumpster.
Good job.
Your
brother's over there.
And your raccoon brother's over there. Oh, he jumped.
Good job.
He's a jumping raccoon. So, yeah, how about that positive, feel-good, uplifting story where I watched a video on the radio?
A couple rescued raccoons out of the dumpster. Yeah. They were trapped in there. Give it a little bit of flair, okay? Maybe instead of doing a dissertation on Safety Dance and Family Guy, you do your goddamn job.
What was my job? You
make up something to sell this raccoon dumpster thing here. Now, let me proceed to Nick why this is useless. Okay, first of all, what do What do raccoons love to eat? Trash.
Okay.
Have you ever had a raccoon get in your trash cans? Oh, they love it. Okay, that's a feast for those raccoons.
Yeah.
So, did you rescue them from a dumpster, or did you take them away from a delicious reward?
They were in
paradise.
They
found treasure.
Utopia.
Yes.
It's like if you locked me in the Taco Bell test kitchen, I'd be like, let's go, man.
It's like, I'm trapped in a McDonald's. What do I do?
Somebody rescued me. I'm like, no, you dick.
Yeah.
All right? I was ready to die there.
So you keep showing me this stick. I'm trying to shove it away from you. I do like the idea of somebody pushing you out of the Taco Bell with a stick. That's funny. That is funny. Wash myself with a rag on a stick. Okay, let's even pretend that this is somehow bad trash. This is like an Office Depot dumpster, so there's no actual delicious food for the raccoons to get out of.
Good point.
What are dumpsters for? Trash. Mm. Eventually, people will keep putting trash into the dumpster, building them a bridge, a stairway of trash bags. They will escape eventually.
Yeah.
And if not, you know, so maybe this raccoon is going to be gone from his pals for like a couple of days. And they're like, Steve, what happens? Like, you guys won't believe this, okay? I found the greatest place ever. There were French fries and tacos and just all the best stuff, man. And I sat there for 4 days and I ate it. Okay, it's like an abduction story for raccoons, and like nobody believes him. Like, no, whatever, Steve. And he finally tracks him down to this restaurant, but they emptied the dumpster. Trash guy came, and so now the dumpster's sitting there. Like, whatever, man, you liar. This is just gross metal. Okay, so that eventually, my point is that eventually they will get this raccoon out one way or the other.
Okay.
And I Googled just to make sure that like raccoons can't just naturally leap out of a dumpster. Like, maybe they weren't stuck at all. Maybe they're just like, we'll get out of here when we choose, we damn well please.
Okay.
Apparently, raccoons have a maximum vertical leap of 4 feet. So I do think they could not leap out of a dumpster.
That seems like an Olympic raccoon right there. 4 feet? If I saw a raccoon jump 4 feet, I would stomp that thing out immediately.
No, you would not. That raccoon will mess you up, man. Google raccoon broom. Watch your ass.
Let's go.
But, you know, so that I don't think that they can... They may potentially have not been able to get out of this dumpster anyway.
Mm.
But they did also say that they can survive a fall from 40 feet. So that means that raccoon...
Ow.
Yeah. That means that raccoon could survive the fall when the trash truck comes and goes, ka-kang, 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 and raises it up. So even if the trash never came...
in the trash compactor and you get
crushed. Where there is? More food.
Dick. Return of the Jedi.
The original Star Wars is where they go in the trash compactor.
A New Hope.
That star,
everything I know about Star Wars and music is from Family Guy, so I apologize.
Well, as long as Casey Jones doesn't come by and go, oops,
Dick,
you're good.
TMNT.
There you go.
Now I see why you wanted to nick that news, because you had this whole raccoon fan fiction story that you wrote.
The Morning X.
I don't understand, man.
I'm clear on that.
For years, I have been offering my consulting services, all right, to ACL Festival, to the Foo Fighters, to all of these people. I want to be clear. I'm not going to charge, all right? I just want to do it for the good of the game, man, all right? And nobody asked for that, and nobody enjoyed it, all right?
You don't know that.
Nobody.
Here, if I tell you...
Are people getting refunds because Kendrick Lamar only played for 10 seconds on Friday night?
I'm sure there's some fine print that just says, hey, whatever happens, happens.
Because if those people get a refund, I want to be refunded for my Foo Fighters experience as well. She ruined the whole thing.
I do want to have you write a letter to ACL just explaining all of this in detailed form.
That's a good comedy bit, but it sounds like a lot of work for me. Let me see if I can... I'll think about it. Think about it.
Okay.
I'll forget before I...
Here, if I tell you that our poll about what's the worst thing to happen at ACL that included the Shania Twain food. If I tell you it's 100%, everybody agrees that's the worst thing to ever happen.
Yeah.
Can we drop it?
Okay.
Let's keep talking. It's 100%.
All right. Good.
Yeah. Somehow an additional 28% said the Dillo dirt mud incident.
Oh, no.
I didn't mind that much.
Nobody cares about
that. Even though that was poop, I didn't mind that much.
Yeah. Okay.
7% say Lionel Richie getting canceled, not for anything he did. People figured out that the Hello video was creepy. There was like a rain. The 108 degrees in 2005, 40% of people, the majority say the heat. And then 24% Shania Twain
No, you said 100.
Foo Fighters. 100%. That's right. I did. You're correct, Jason. 100%.
Okay, I won't play. I won't nominate. You know what? I will agree to a never mentioning Shania Twain on this program again clause right now if you want.
I don't believe you.
I'll do it.
What do you want in exchange for that?
Nothing. Nothing.
Okay. Do you want me to call you?
I want to tell you who the concert announcement is 15 minutes early. Okay, I want to tell you.
Come on, look. No. That's between you and whoever promoter that is that will not give us tickets to these anymore. We can't give them to the listeners then. So if you want to put that at risk, feel free. I will tell you that 64% of people say that you are a good friend for even considering letting someone borrow your 3-day festival wristband for Friday of ACL.
Right. I am a good guy.
Yeah, 18%. Not if you spoil the announcement, the concert announcement. Bad guy. 18% said no, and then 18% said give it to me. So, but don't. That's a terrible idea. That will backfire on you. Also, that friend doesn't deserve it.
We gotta go. New concert announcement coming up in 15 minutes. Then we're gonna have tickets to that show to give away tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Now, am I really gonna tease this announcement and not tell you who it is? Take a real tool to do something like that, Nick. All right, I would not be one of those.
The Morning X.